Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Chatty Cathy. As always, this is your host. I never know what to say. Host Kathy Proharoff. And in today's episode, I want to speak about what it is that we as women, because I cannot speak for men, I'm not a man. And this is through my research from my own results as a woman, as someone who's also worked with women as a trainer and a health coach for over 25 years. This is why I'm speaking for women. And what most of us, I can't speak for all, obviously, but what most of us are looking for when we want to achieve a result. And this has been a topic, again, it's something I've researched, I've studied in myself, I studied in what I've gotten from my clients, the feedback from them, the results that they've gotten, the ups and downs and everything in between. And then the whole reason behind why is it so important for us to achieve these goals. You know, just consider for a moment before I get started on your goals. Do you have goals now? Have you been looking at achieving a specific result for a while now, but yet you keep falling short of it? Maybe for a while you've had some results or you've had a lot of results and then you went back again, or you struggled with feeling that you had achieved really anything meaningful because those results didn't give you the feeling that you had expected them to give you. And here's the issue that lies there is that we go into wanting to achieve a goal, whatever that might be. You know, for you, it might be your weight loss goals. It might be a fitness goal. It might be a health goal. It might be a financial goal. It might be a relationship goal. It doesn't really matter, right? A goal is a goal is a goal. So a goal is something that we have not yet achieved. So it's something that we're looking at into the future. And as we look into the future, we assume and we perceive that that result, that end goal that we're looking to achieve, if we put in the work now and we end up with that end result, we will be happy. We will be fulfilled. We'll finally feel like we've arrived. And this was so true for me. I know so many times that I would achieve results, whatever that was at that time, you know, weight loss, fitness, whatever that was in that certain specific period of my life. And yet I wouldn't feel that it was meaningful enough. I was really kind of baffled. Is this all that there is? You know, you can look at yourself in the mirror and like what you see back if you've achieved a result, but then you really don't identify with what you were looking for. I mean, it's a look and it's nice if, you know, you've worked hard for a result, you know, if you've lost weight or you've, you know, changed your body shape or you've gotten into better health or, you know, whatever that may look like for you. And yet we can feel almost like let down, that there's something missing. And so if this is you, if I'm speaking to you today and you're sitting there going, yes, yes, I get that, Kathy, I've had that before, or I'm having that now, or something in between, then today's message is for you. And again, this is something that I would just, it was like this black hole of like, what am I looking for? I keep trying. And then it was weight loss. And then that didn't matter. I lost a lot of weight, but then obviously it was unhealthy. It was dieting and doing practices that were not really good for the long run. I mean, nothing dangerous, but I just wasn't eating enough foods. I was depriving myself. I didn't like always having to live in that lifestyle. So it was a very unhealthy way. I was not happy in it. So when I reached that end result, I realized, well, I don't even like what I'm doing. So how I will not be able to continue this. So I won't be able to continue with this result. So they don't, like the ends don't meet, so to say, right? The end goal did not meet my future goal. So where am I missing? And I don't feel fulfilled. You know, the number on the scale didn't do what I thought it would do for me because it's a fleeting moment. That scale can go back up. And I understand that. And I know that we assume that we're going to get there and we'll be like, yeah, 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 yeah. Then I'll deal with it then. But the then is truly the hardest part because it's the part you have to really come to terms with. Where am I at and what am I looking for really? Because it's not the end result of the weight on the, you know, the number on the scale. The only way that it would be is if it was a health goal. Say if you're, you know, obese or you have a health issue and you need to lose weight. Well, yeah, then of course that result is going to give you better health, right? However, if we're looking for it as, you know, this number that we've been in our head, considering it's going to make us happy or we're going to feel confident finally, right? We're going to like ourselves. It's not true. You know, we hear that, we believe that, we assume that, but it's truly not that case. And if we can't continue, again, if we don't like what we're doing, obviously that's not going to be able to be continued or sustained. So we're going to go backwards to our previous habits unless we find another way. So what's the other way, Kathy? What are you telling us today? I'm going to get to that. I want to paint the picture of where most of us sit. And we're sitting here looking at that end goal. Maybe it's I want more money. Maybe it's I want more confidence. Maybe it's I want a better body. Maybe it's I want more time. Whatever that is, right? A better job, a better relationship, a relationship, whatever. Point being, when we want something outside of us, we have no control. Let me say that again. When we want to achieve something that is outside what we have right now, we don't have all the control. So if we're looking for more financial stability, obviously we could control what we're doing with our money and, you know, creating more money. But if we want this huge abundance of money and we keep searching for that and more, then we have to look at why we want so much of it, right? If we're able to eat and we're living in a, you know, a place that's safe and keeps us sheltered, we have clothes to wear and we have the things that we need, then why are we so drawn to needing more? We want more. So there's more depth to that, right? As in weight loss or fitness or how I look. We might have lost weight before, but we didn't really like what we look like. So then we have to look at, well, what was I doing? Maybe I should start strength training so that I like what I look like. So I get that quote unquote toned look that I'm looking for, the strong look, that lean and tight look that I want, right? And then we get there and then we're like, well, now what? Because we're human beings and we're always looking to the next thing, right? The next level. We're never really happy or satisfied with what we have today. And that, my friend, lies the problem. Why are we not happy with what we have today? Obviously, there's going to be things that we can work for, we can dream about, we can attempt to achieve as life continues. But the issue that I want to pinpoint today is the feeling that we put today on hold for that future date when we can quote unquote be happy, because then I'm finally at my goal weight. I finally have enough money. I'm finally in the relationship. I finally have this in order, all of these things that I've been looking for. And then we get there and we assume, listen to this, how crazy this sounds. We assume us being unhappy today and then us getting to that end result, whatever we're looking at but ahead of us, that day we'll decide we're happy. And that's BS. You cannot take the unhappy you today and go achieve a goal that, again, you don't have all the power for. It's not really in your control completely, and decide that you're going to be happy then. A relationship is supposed to better your life, but not make you happy. Someone else is not there to make you happy, as you're not there to make someone else happy. That's their job, as it's your job, right? Again, with money, with weight loss, with whatever it is that we're searching for, it's that what is the meaning of life question. We finally get to this point in life, most of us, that we go, well, what is it all about? Where am I going? What am I looking for? And yes, it's important to feel confident and good inside of ourselves. And it's very important to work on ourselves and our lives and achieve better things so that we are challenged, right? It's good to be challenged. However, when we're using it as a pause button to be happy later, there lies the problem. We're never going to be happy because we're waiting for later. And guess what later is? It's not now. And guess what we'll never get to later? Because it's always now. Consider right now how you feel about yourself, how this day is going for you, how you feel about your life and all your circumstances. This is your reality. This is what you have right now. Nothing else. I know we've heard it all. You know, the present moment is all we have. It's a gift. You know, the past is gone. The future is not here yet. But the problem is that the future never will be here, right? We're only going to be in the present moment. Obviously, the future hour we'll get to, hopefully, right? Nothing goes catastrophically wrong. We get to that next hour, but then what is it again? It is now the present moment. So the future is what I'm trying to say, is that future moment, or the pause button, or whatever it is that we're waiting for, will not come because it's now that matters. And now is the only moment that we really have. And maybe you want to lose some weight, and I'm not taking that away from you, or achieve a better goal. So maybe I'm going to use again the example, I want to lose 50 pounds. So if I want to lose 50 pounds and I don't have it off right now, I know it's going to take me some time to get this 50 pounds off, especially if I want to do it in a healthy and sustainable way that I can continue to live for the rest of my life. I have to be very honest with myself and realize that that's going to take me a while, right? I can't assume I'm going to lose 2 pounds every single week, week after week. The body doesn't work that way, right? There's going to be fluctuations. You might have, you know, weeks that you lose and weeks that you don't, maybe weeks that you gain. But all in all, it's the end result, right? So we want that end result. We have to understand that it's not going to happen overnight. Now, that's the reality of it. But we also can't say, well, then since it's not going to happen overnight, I'm either going to have to decide, do I want to do it in a quicker way so that I could get there fast and be happy and then enjoy it, which, let me just tell you, doesn't work at all that way. Or I'm going to have to suck it up, be miserable until I get there, which again, most of us do that. Doesn't really make our lives very happy. We don't really feel fulfilled. And then we keep feeling like there's got to be something more, right? Or option number three is what I'm going to share with you today. It's going to sound a little weird. I want you to just kind of bear with me for a minute and just try to be a little bit more open-minded. Because I had to. Trust me. I'm telling you this because this is how I related with this concept. I thought, what the heck does this even mean? This is weird. And then the more it started to settle in on me and the more I started to think about it, the more I started to just kind of understand where I was in life and what that meant, I realized it was really the only thing. So again, bear with me. But again, coming back to this present moment, sitting and meditating has helped me. Meditation and prayer in the past couple of years has been a huge shift for me. And I've been able to learn so much. It's amazing how you can just shut off your mind, your thinking mind, and learn so much more about yourself by just being in the present moment. And it's going to sound weird. And you might think, oh my gosh, Kathy, you sound so ridiculous and lame. And that's not really anything I'm interested in. And if you're saying that right now, I want you to tell you for a minute that that's where I was. That's where I was a few years ago when I started to research, oh gosh, I have to do meditation and more time with myself. That sounds really lame and wooey. And I don't want to do that because I don't have time. I'm in a rush. I have so much to do. Don't you understand? I have all these things to do and I have to get this goal done and I got to get that done and I got to get this and that. And everybody's counting on me. That is the problem. That chaos of, hold on, I don't have time, is the problem in our life. That was the problem in mine. I'm going to have you consider it's probably a problem in yours in one aspect or another. That I have all the stuff to do, chaotic feeling, keeps us stuck in feeling unhappy, unfulfilled. And I got to get there until I'm happy. So I cannot be happy today because I'm too busy. So I got to get to the future. I want to ask you a question. How long have you been feeling this way? Because when I started to look back, like maybe a year before me, two years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, I realized this is the same feeling I have been holding on to. Shouldn't I already be at that end result and be quote unquote happy and fulfilled? So what the heck is the problem? What am I doing wrong? So then I would reset my goals. I'd reset every January or even every quarter, you know, my business goals and my life goals and my personal goals. And I'd reset all these goals thinking this is the time, or I'm going to hire this coach and I'm going to learn their techniques, or I'm going to buy this system. I'm going to learn this technique. And all in all, I just kept searching from one thing to the next. And I have to say in the past few years, I just feel like started to come on, like I started to see a glimmer of hope. It was like this light beam way in the distance. And I could see this little light beam and started to research this mindfulness, you know, this present momentness, whatever you want to call it. And it kind of made me feel like maybe this is it, but this is weird. I'm going to be honest with you right now. I thought if I tell anybody this, they're going to think I've lost my mind. This is weird. And I was really kind of afraid of it. I was like, I don't want to look at it. It might be woo-woo. It might be some weird spiritual darkness that I don't want to look at. And for those of you that know, I'm a very spiritual Christian woman. So when I started to look at this, I started saying, I don't know if that's right. So I was judging it and I was kind of, nah, I don't know. I'm not used to this. This is weird. And just so you know, when we feel that way, it just means it's something different, right? We can look at something and be uncomfortable with it. It doesn't mean it's wrong or right. It just means it's different so that we can then assess as we study it, right? And look at the details of it and see, hey, is this something I'm interested in? Would it be something I can move towards? So I kept seeing that glimmer of light, and that light kept growing bigger. And I kept studying it again, my meditation and my prayer time. My morning routine has become such a monumental time breakthrough, and my walks. For those of you that don't know, I take walks. Not every day right now. Things have been really busy, but I plan it in my schedule at least once a week. And I honestly look forward to this. I don't think of it as an exercise. I could care less about the exercise. It's the movement. It's the movement of my body, then the repetition of the walking. And I don't really plan where I walk. Sometimes I just go where I want to go. I just kind of step outside the door and I just walk. And I let my mind just kind of learn. And maybe I'm listening to an audio book. Maybe I'm listening to a podcast. Maybe I'm just thinking and learning and breathing and letting my body and mind work itself through things. Because we think a lot. And in the thinking, there's our thinking mind and then there's our conscious mind. Your thinking mind is like, it's just like a chatterbox of thoughts that keep running loops and taking over. And if we don't control it with understanding that, okay, shut up right now, thinking mind, like you're out of control, and bring it to this place of awareness in the present moment, we're going to fall off into that crazy land of going, I have too much to do. I'm chaotic. I'm busy. And then for me, it was anxiety and I was getting stressed out and panicked and overwhelmed because other things were going on in life. So that busy, chaotic mind got clustered and overwhelmed. And then I just felt like I almost couldn't even continue. So through that, it's been a learning journey, right? And I'm bringing this all together in terms to help connect the dots of, you know, my journey towards getting into the best shape of my life, to get in, you know, healthy and teaching other people how to do this and being sustainable and being realistic and being healthy, right? And doing it in a way that's going to help you build yourself up instead of breaking yourself down. But it's not just that. That's not the end goal. We do that in order to get, you know, to the place where we're feeling good and confident. And yes, I'm going to be 50 soon. I really feel that I value how I move better. When I feel a little kink or something that's out of alignment, I know how to take care of it with mobility or foam rolling or massage or whatever it is that I need to do. So I'm really aware of my body, and I'm very blessed by that, because that knowledge, and I want to share that with as many people as I can, because I know that that's only going to help us as we age, because age does continue to break us down if we don't work on that, the opposite of building us up. So that being said, the whole experience of understanding that what am I doing with my life, and why is it that I'm searching so far for that goal? The goal should be me finding joy in this moment and letting go of the, I have to do all this stuff. There's going to be stuff you're going to do. So I don't want to confuse you, because I know this really confused me anyway on, well, I have stuff to do. So what do you mean let it go? I mean the pressure of the stuff. Some days things are going to go our way. Some days they're not. Some days they're really not, right? And that is the challenge in allowing ourselves to just kind of be. I like to consider, if you've done yoga, I mean, if you haven't, I mean, just consider the tree for a minute. So if you know yoga, you would think tree pose, okay? If you don't know yoga, that doesn't make any sense to you, then just imagine a tree standing outdoors. Now, the tree is sturdy in the ground. Yes, it's rooted into the earth. It's growing. It's living. It's thriving. But the branches and the leaves that are on the end of that tree are they're giving, right? They just give in to the breeze and the swaying. They don't fight back. If they do fight back and they get too, you know, tight, stiff, they'll crack. They'll crack under the pressure of the wind and the breeze. But the ones that last are they go with the flow. And so when we are able to allow this moment right now, we're just going with the flow. Like, okay, I have this to do today. I have all these things to get done today. Well, I'm going to pick out top one, two, or three, no more than three, that I need to get done. And I'm going to focus on those. And you know what? If those don't get done or they go a different way, I have to be okay with that. Because I took control and I did what I could. I didn't push it off. I stepped up to the plate. You know, I had integrity to my day. I had a goal. I had a plan for that. Didn't work out. I'm not going to stew in it because guess what? Now I'm living in the past and I'm worrying about things that didn't work out. So now I'm miserable about the past and now I'm stressing out about getting to a future goal. And so I'm never, ever, ever happy now. And that's what we're always living in, is this feeling of I'm not really happy now. Okay, I could be happy in a moment. I could see my child smile. I could laugh and I'm happy in that moment. But am I happy as much as I can be? So I know probably didn't expect the topic to go this way today, but I want you to consider a few things. And this is not something that you can flip and change easily. It's easy to do, but it's also easy to go back to our previous ways, right? Because we're used to those things. Those are ingrained in our unconscious brain. Like they've been, you know, pounded into our brain of this is your usual routine. This is what you do. This is how you think. This is how you feel fear. I used to feel fear about so many things. And now I wonder why. What was that grip? It was just all the conditionings of my past. I was afraid of so many things. What people thought of me, how I showed up, you know, how much money I had, how many things I had, how many people liked me. And at the end of the day, I really didn't even like myself. So again, I had to start from, okay, Kathy, where are you right now? How do I feel right now? So I want to ask you right now, how do you feel about you right now, where you are right now? Do you like who you are? Do you feel happy with where you are? And if not, why not? And I'm not here to say, okay, well then write down all your goals and start planning, because that's not what I'm talking about today. You can do that, but do that at a later time. I'm talking about right now. Until you can start to focus in on the present moment, enjoying it, letting the rest go, and just letting your body relax, as though we do in meditation and yoga. Breathe in, breathe out, and let everything go. You can't be focusing on other things if you're focusing on your breath. So if your brain is overwhelmed with thinking and stress, and I got this and I got that, and chaos, and oh, Kathy, I don't know how to do that. All you got to do is just breathe in, breathe out. And guess what you just did while you were breathing in and out? You were forgetting the chaos. And then all you have to do is do it again. Every time the chaos starts to happen, you breathe in and you breathe out. And you continue and you repeat as often as needed. And you know what's going to happen is you're going to start to shift your brain from the chaos mind to the, oh, hold on, chaos equals breathe in, breathe out, forget the chaos, let it go. The more often we do this, the less often we get overwhelmed. And then the more time you have in between the gaps, it's like those gaps, the gaps of what we got to do today and the stress of tomorrow. And we fill in the gaps and we kind of pull back a little on the stress. And then we start to teach ourselves a new way. And over time, we start to experience life differently. And then we realize that, yeah, I can go reach that goal. I can go lose that 50 pounds. But you know what? I'm happy right now with where I am today. And so when I go and I lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15, 20, 50 pounds, I'm going to still feel good. I'll feel accomplished, but that's not my identity. My identity is my core. My body is my outer being, my outer version, my outer layer, right? And maybe what other people judge me on, maybe what I've always been judging myself on, but that's not who I am. Right? You're not just the body that you see in the mirror. You have so much depth to you. Like, who are you? How do you feel about life and other people and things and just experiences? What things interest you? What do you find fascinating in life? Like, that's your you. Not your body and, you know, the fancy clothes you wear, or, you know, how your body looks or moves, or, you know, what you do for a living, or how many people, you know, are living in your house. Like that type of stuff is just, it's just stuff. And again, I'm going deep because we are deep, right? We're human beings that we have so much depth to us, and yet we keep trying to get the outer surface completed and thinking that that's going to make any difference. And yet we don't feel fulfilled because there's a deeper version, right? We're a spiritual being. There's something inside of us, you know, that heart beating, there's a mind thinking, there's things happening in there. So when you start to get overwhelmed and stressed out, and breathe in, breathe out, and understand that there's a deeper version to you than just that end result. And until that deeper version of you finds fulfillment with where you're at today, how are you ever going to get to a better end result? You don't even value this moment, this result. How is another end result going to give you any validation? It's the inner, the version of you that brings depth. So go deep today. Go deep this week. Decide that it's not all about the outer layer or the goals that aren't going to matter in the long run, but it's about you, how you feel about you and who that even is. I didn't know who I was. And it's just taking so much time to understand, I kind of like who I am. I never did before because I thought I had to fit a mold. I was, you know, we're conditioned by life and experiences that we have to show up a certain way. And that's all that matters. And that's just our ego. And when we're trying to work for our ego, we're never going to get anywhere. So the body, yes, it's about the ego. We can feel confident and happy within ourselves, but we got to let that ego go about being perfect. You know, I got it all together. I can't have, you know, this belly fat. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be a loser. You know, if I have flabby arms, oh my gosh, don't look at me, right? I've got wrinkles on my eyes. Oh my gosh, I'm just going to hide under the covers because that's not who you are. You can make it better by doing what you choose to do, but it has to mean something because of the deeper version of you. I hope that I did not make you roll your eyes too many times today. And I hope that I touch something deeper in you. Maybe it doesn't make a lot of sense yet, but if you're like me, when I first started to listen to this, I was intrigued, but I was a little annoyed because it sounded a little weird and I was a little uncomfortable with that. But uncomfortable is okay. Be okay with being a little uncomfortable, right? And then decide what you want to do with it because you're in control of it all anyway, right? So I hope today was valuable for you. If it was, I'd love to hear from you. You can definitely reach me and, my website at www.thesuperstareliteprogram.com, all one word, no slashes, no spaces. And you can reach me there. You can send me a message. You can check up some more information. But I hope this was interesting at the very least, valuable, and worth your time. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. I wish you a wonderful rest of your day or night, and I will see you in the next episode.